by the City of Lorain Engineering Department. Remember, only rain in the storm drain. We're broadcasting from DeLuca's Place in the Park this morning, where the International Breakfast is taking place. And joining us this morning from the Engineering Department, we have Kate Hoffman, the Stormwater Manager, and also Derek Firestein, the Chief of Staff. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We've heard those announcements, the only rain in the storm drain. I saw over the weekend or this morning as well, it was like the 45th anniversary of the Cuyahoga River catching fire, which is sort of one of those moments where people started thinking, if a river can catch fire, how bad is our water really? And it kind of started the Clean Water Act and all those things. So this is, I guess, many years later, this is sort of a continuation on
it. It is.
Right?
And the Clean Water Act was actually the impetus to the stormwater or to the stormwater management program. And it's after the river fire in 1969, the powers that be nationally noted that water quality really was something that we needed to be concerned about. So in 1972, a program was developed to help manage water quality as it left industrial sites. And as we've moved into the future, construction areas, active construction projects, as well as municipalities have been brought into that program as well.
Yeah, you mentioned it used to be industries. That's what we thought. Industries dumping stuff into the water, using that as their own place to kind of dump it. And then we started looking at ourselves and realizing individual households.
Absolutely. Things that we do in our homes absolutely do affect our water quality.
Talk a little bit about some of those things that people are doing or shouldn't be doing that really affect the water quality.
Well, it's the little everyday things that people don't think about. Walking their dog. You know, you need to make sure that you're picking up your dog waste. It's a source of bacteria and viruses that can enter our waterway. Washing your car. For as simple as that is, if you're just pulling it onto the grass instead of doing it in the driveway so it can filter down through the soil rather than running off on our hard surfaces into the storm drain.
Nature has a way of cleansing the water that man sometimes defeats by putting all this hard surface out.
Correct. And that's really what it is in our urban areas. It's those hard surfaces, which we in the government and in the fields call impervious surfaces. So things that don't absorb water.
Yeah, we've gotten away from those things where people would just sort of dump their oil or dump stuff.
Right.
We'll put down
at least
that
we
sewer.
Hope. Correct.
Well, we kind of look at that, but there are still those things that we, even though we don't think about, which are the ones, things that we were talking about there. What are some of the things you think the residents can do to help?
Not over-fertilizing their lawns and reading manufacturer guidelines on that. Not dumping yard waste into ditches or creeks that might be behind their homes. Not only does that cause an impediment issue with water flow, but as those natural products decay, they decrease the quality of water. Goes for storm drains too, the catch basins, the grates in the middle of the street, or on your curb line. Make sure that you're keeping any yard debris away from those as well.
Over the years, we've heard a lot about the Black River, and I'm sure the Black River's in a lot better shape than it used to be, and obviously a lot of work has gone into that. Tell us about some of that work and what's being done now.
Oh, definitely. The city's utilities director, former director Corey Timko, started looking into grants when the city acquired it's called the RTI site. It's right behind Republic Steel.
Correct. And U.S. Steel, yep.
It was where we were going to put a wastewater treatment plant. And those plans kind of fell through several years ago. But we had that land, we had that access, and so Corey Timko started looking at how to restore that land. And through a lot of grants and partnerships with Cold Water Consulting and Arcadis, they've really helped us bring that Black River back. And there was a video that was just made over the past year that showed the progress that's been made. I know we have a lot of progress left to go, but we're making strides, and people are now kayaking down the Black River. They are now fishing in the Black River. The herons are coming back. So it's a great time to be at the Black River, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
I know we've had Rick Novak on from the Lorain Port Authority, and he's talked about the river cruises and how if you go up the river, you see all kind of wildlife that you never would think would be up there.
Right. And part of that program, there was that's actually, you know, somewhat due in part to the Clean Water Act as well. And in the early 90s, the governors of the Great Lakes states got together because it was noted that a lot of these port industrial cities had the same types of water quality issues because of the industrial legacy that we have in our rivers. And that's, you know, as Derek was saying, these grant programs came about as a way to help communities like the city of Lorain clean up these areas. So the much of what the city has done in the recent past, since about 2009, is try to get all the steel byproduct, the manufacturing byproduct, back away from the river out of the floodplain, so it's no longer affecting the ebb and flow of water as it moves down into the lake, and to restore that area back to what it would have been naturally, so it functions more like a natural system.
Anytime you're dealing with a waterway, you have to deal with many communities, because what's ends up in the Black River starts further,
way upstream. Correct.
I cross someplace on, I think it's 58, Route 58. There's a tiny little overpass, and the sign says Black River, and you look down, and it's like a little creek.
A trickle.
You could jump over that. And
right.
to know that that's sort of the start,
right.
And everything else joins along the way. So this has to be a collaborative effort.
Absolutely.
Really.
And there is an organization that was put together in part to the that area of concern, the AOC, that group that the governor's put together and the federal government is working for. And that group is called the Black River RAP, Remedial Action Plan. And it's a conglomeration of many of the communities and decision makers in the Black River watershed, which is most of the Lorain County. And working together to try to solve these problems, because as you said, they do start upstream. You know, it's that we can't fix all of the problems by just cleaning up the issues here in Lorain.
Right, and because you're the last before it gets to the lake, you kind of see everything that comes, and it's nowhere to know where some of this stuff comes from because it all mixes up into the lake.
Correct.
You mentioned how industry really was important, and that's where communities built themselves on lakes, but recreation has taken a foothold as well, and that brings a lot of tourism. You have a big event coming up for the 4th annual Black River Kayakathon.
Yes, it's this Saturday. This was actually started as an outreach program under these grants that we were talking about to clean up the areas behind the steel mill. And it started, I think, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Derek, I think, has been involved in some of those in the past.
For the last 3 years, yes.
So we have kayak races, canoe races, and a paddleboard race. It starts at... Registration starts at 8 o'clock a.m. on this coming Saturday, the 28th. Registration costs, the race costs for those that are actually racing, is $25. And we have a casual float as well. That's $10 per person or $5 for children 12 and under.
That's just so you stay in the boat.
Stay in a boat, yes.
You have to paddle
by yourself, though.
Yeah.
Derek, are you a kayaker?
I am not. I've always wanted to. I've gone whitewater rafting, but I help volunteer at the event. So if you're a casual floater, you might find me at one of the spots to get one of your tokens. So,
okay.
The casual float stops at two of the restoration areas, and the floaters pick up little tokens, and then that enters them into a drawing for a prize at the end.
Do you have to bring your own kayak, or do you have a rental there?
No, there will be two rental companies there. Grumpy's Bait and Tackle down at the 14th Street, the wharf there in the Black River, as well as West River Paddle Sports out of Vermilion. They will both be there renting kayaks or canoes or paddle boards.
Can I rope you into that?
I don't know.
We will hope to see you there.
I've lost a pair of glasses doing that kind of in the boat.
I see.
Unless it's easier than a canoe. I never quite figure out the balance. There's a whole other sea leg of ability that you have to have. But when you bring events like this in, or you have that, you probably get good stewards, people who like the river, and there's people that will spread the word, or if there's things to be done, they'll be the ones who have the loudest voice probably to try to...
Correct.
To change things, because that's their playground. If it
Correct.
Gets messed up.
Correct. And that's what we've seen with many of the organizations, the outdoor organizations, kayaking, paddleboarding on the Black River.
And even the racers themselves, so they come up to us and say, we had no idea this was Lorain.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go down the Black River, you feel like you're not in an urban city. You feel like you're out in the wildlife. And a lot of racers enjoy the race. It's quick for them. It's easy. And they have a lot of fun with it. And they look forward to it every year.
I know with the International Festival this weekend going on, people come to the Black River Landing, so they get to see the larger area of the lake as well, or the river, just to see how well it's turned around quite a bit. If people want to see that video or get more information about what goes on, or maybe just go down a checklist to make sure they're not putting the wrong things in the storm mm-hmm. drain, what's a good place for them to check that out?
The www.LorraineBlackRiver is the website for the kayakathon and the restoration activities. You can visit the city website, the engineering department. We have quite a bit of information on stormwater management. And we can post a link on that page to the Black River video. I believe it's on YouTube.
Sounds good. Kate Hoffman, the stormwater manager, also Derek Feierstein, the chief of staff. Lorraine, thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And again, remember to only rain in the storm drain. And hopefully not too much rain, because that can always cause another problem in itself.